India's prime minister today offered condolences and assistance to neighboring Pakistan. A powerful earthquake struck southwestern Pakistan in the early morning hours. It killed at least 170 people and left thousands homeless. India has known its own suffering from earthquakes. An undersea quake triggered the massive Indian Ocean tsunami 4 years ago and killed more than 200,000 people in the region. The affected countries are now preparing for the next major tsunami. But two new studies suggest it may be a very long wait. Keith Seinfeld of radio station KPLU in Seattle has our report.
The tsunami that struck in December 2004 was so deadly, partly because it caught people by surprise. No one in the region, except in a few small pockets, had any written or oral history of ever seeing a huge tsunami before. But geologists believed there must have been a precedent, and the evidence would be buried in the soil.
It's not so much a matter of digging deep enough, usually, but it is a matter of finding the right spot, and it was not so easy to find the right spot.
That's Brian Atwater of the University of Washington and the U.S. Geological Survey. He and a team of scientists found the right spot near Phuket, Thailand, in a marshy ditch a quarter mile from the shore. It was inundated by the tsunami.
The water flowed an estimated 10 meters, so 30-something feet deep.
And it deposited a lot of sand. The scientists started digging into the sand and then into a layer of dark brown soil below it. They reasoned if there had been a previous tsunami, they should find a second layer of sand buried deeper. They found such a layer, 4 to 5 inches thick. To figure out when the previous tsunami struck, they took some soil samples to do radiocarbon dating.
And they came back dating from the 14th or 15th century AD.
In other words, the 2004 tsunami appears to have been the largest to strike that part of Thailand in 6 centuries. Another team of scientists working in Sumatra found similar results. The last giant tsunami struck there about 600 years ago, too. Both studies are being published tomorrow in the journal Nature. Ever since the 2004 disaster, countries in the region have been preparing for the next giant wave. They're installing warning systems using buoys, satellites, and other devices. They're toughening their building standards, and they're teaching residents how to respond when the earth shakes and the water recedes. But if giant tsunamis are so exceptionally rare, some are now asking how much time and money should be spent preparing for the next one. Stein Bondevik is a geologist at the University of Tromsø in Norway. He wrote a commentary in this week's Nature.
If it takes another 600-700 years, then we have to think about what we do with the warning system. It's expensive to keep up a warning system for so long time.
The expense does seem worthwhile to those who live and work in the area. Craig Redmond is with the aid organization Mercy Corps in Indonesia. He says it's important to protect residents from all tsunamis, even if the next giant one is centuries away.
There may be smaller and medium-sized ones that happen repeatedly. In fact, we know they have because they have been in the 4 years that I've been here, up and down that coast. Those are also life-threatening.
Yet most of those smaller tsunamis don't show up in the geological record. And even the large tsunamis may be more common than the new research suggests. There are plenty of places where evidence of these disasters may exist, but has not yet been found. In Sri Lanka, for instance, geologist Katrin Monica at the University of Pittsburgh, Johnstown, led the team studying ancient tsunamis in Sumatra.
In the Indian Ocean, there are now a lot of groups who are working on the tsunami record. And so there will be more and more records will come out, and also from other areas now, for example, the Mediterranean.
And also the Caribbean, and even the coast of the United States. In the 1990s, geologists found evidence of a massive wave that hit the Pacific Northwest 300 years ago, predating any written records in the area. So the states of Oregon and Washington have introduced tsunami evacuation drills, having learned that the next catastrophic tsunami may be due at any time. For The World, I'm Keith Seinfeld in Seattle.